me back tomorrow. I've taken all that I can stand. Throw the weight of the world from the palm of your hand. Gather round the fire, together we will rise. Keep your feet on the ground, keep your eye on the prize. Oh, don't turn away, no, don't go back. Next train's coming down the track. Whoever you are, whatever it takes, we will stand free.
Good morning, you're listening to Lift Your Spirits with Dina Marie. Every Friday here on 1150 AM KKNW, I'll be introducing you to fascinating people, fun places to visit, and activities are guaranteed to lift your spirits. I'm doing a special show today on location, and I am at Scalitude Retreat in Carleton, Washington, and joining me this morning is...
This is Mayoka Brightheart.
And I've known you for quite a while.
Yeah, quite a while. Over a decade.
Maybe, yeah. You were a teenager when you came and saw me, and you've done such amazing things, and we're visiting for the weekend. And I would like you to let the listeners know about Scalitude.
So Scalitude Retreat is a beautiful refuge tucked into Okanagan National Forest. We've got 160 acres and facilities to host groups of 25 people indoors. We host bigger gatherings during the summer months, lots of camping space, retreats, weddings, family vacations.
And your first experience here was?
My first experience here was coming on 14 years ago. The first time I visited this land was for the Fairy and Human Relations Congress, a gathering that's been happening here for about 18 years. Or actually, it's going to be the 20th anniversary this year. And I was pregnant with my first son when I came here.
And Lindsay Swope, she's been on the show with me twice.
Oh, Lindsay's been on the show. Yep, mm-hmm. Lindsay, the previous owner of Scalitude.
And I just spoke to her, and you are now co-owning?
Yeah, I'm now co-owning and holding it down, caretaking the land, running the retreat business, and we've got new exciting projects blossoming here.
And Benjamin?
Benjamin Brightheart Pixie, my husband, is one of the other co-owners and my partner in this project, and we have some other partners in this project as well.
And it was probably, I would say last summer, I saw a video, and you're reaching out to people, and it has to do with bees.
Yes. So the bees are really the heart of what we are setting in motion here for new growth. We co-founded the Scalitude Honeybee Sanctuary here last year, and our mission is to support and tend healthy habitat for honeybees. They're so vital in our world, and if a place is thriving enough to support bees, then all life there thrives with them. So we've got 15 hives here now. We've been doing a lot of planting, mostly focusing on nectar-producing trees that also make food and medicine for us. And we have a Facebook page for our honeybee sanctuary. If you want to learn more about the project, we're at facebook.com/nectarsflowing.
Nectars Flowing, and Scalitude has a page?
Scalitude has a page also. I think that's facebook.com/Scalitude Retreat.
And just put Scalitude, S-K-A-L-I-T-U-D.
Yes, that's how it's spelled.
I got here, I was going to do a retreat here, and that was canceled, but I got to know Lindsay very well. Came out here, a retreat with Roy Holman, and he'll be on my show in December. But he does yoga retreats, so I love this building. We are in this beautiful lodge. You can do yoga in here, workshops, classes, and the kitchen, lovely kitchen. I got to cook outside. And I think my favorite thing, well, it's the quiet. It's so quiet. It's just, you step outside, and then also we, you know, did things outside at night, and the stars. It's just, I kind of want to go to where I'm at right now, the older I get and the more in nature I get, the less sound I like. I love silence and I love the natural lighting. So the whole coming here, you know, because you are off grid, you're more conscious about your usage, recycling, just being here. We were here a couple days. I don't turn lights on because you're more conscious of how much we use and the water. Tell everyone about your water.
Yeah, we are really blessed to be totally off grid here. Our water is sourced from an artesian well, as well as a natural spring. And we can actually, we can run our water system off of either of those sources. And it's just such a blessing to live somewhere where the water just flows so clear and pure, and it's delicious.
And it's really, for me, I have to get my water from a well in Linwood. And coming here, I went to the well on the way here. I want to dump it out and get some of your water because it's just amazing. People don't understand how important water is for us and how healthy it is to drink water that's pure. It's just another thing about this place that's amazing. But the trees and the hiking, we did the hike. How long is that? How many?
You did the 5-mile loop, I think, that goes up above our main meadow. There's a ridge up above and a nice loop.
And you have to go to the there's also a website, of course.
Yeah, we've got our website. That's Galitude.com. That's got some good information about our place. There's lots of pictures, and it tells a lot about our land and the surrounding national forest and the awesome community here, and talks about opportunities for renting our facilities if you want us to host an event for you.
And I suggest to go to the Scalitude website so that you can see the feel, because I can't describe it to you. It's just, it's huge. It's amazing. It's pretty much out of this world. It really is. And when I came here before, like I said, there was probably 15 of us, and some people stayed up above. Can you describe that?
Yeah, so we have two guest houses here at Scalitude. The one that Dina and I are sitting in is a 3-bedroom log cabin. It's got a really nice, spacious downstairs gathering and dining area. And our second guest house, we call it the Berm House, and it's an earthen structure that is built into the hillside, and it's just like so sweet to be in that space and feel so tucked in and held by the earth. It's got 3 sleeping areas, like it's split into 3 rooms. It can accommodate up to 18 people.
Wow.
Yeah.
I was wondering where all those people came from and where they were sleeping, because I was helping cooking and help Roy with the retreat, so I really didn't get up there. But I think, too, this is a great place because it's off season, and to come out and check it out. Maybe just bring your friends or family or have a gathering. And then I also saw skis. Like, you can cross country?
Yeah. That is one of the things that draws people out here in the winter. We groom cross-country ski trails kind of all around the land here, so people like to get out and explore, play in the snow. People also like to come out here for snowshoeing and for wildlife tracking. There's a lot of really exciting wildlife that comes through here in the winter.
You can make a snowman.
Oh, you can make a snowman. One of my favorite groups that we hosted last winter is a group. It's the Alderleaf Wilderness College. They come out with groups of around 20 students, and they build snow forts down in the meadow and camp out in them while they're here.
And there's a survival gathering? Lindsay talked about that.
Yeah, you're probably referring to the Saskatoon Primitive Skills Gathering. That is my favorite gathering that we host here. It brings together 200 to 300 people. We create a really awesome village for the weekend. And we practice traditional skills. Teachers come and share about animal processing and leather making and weaving and blacksmithing and flint napping. You know, there's such a wide variety of skills that are shared there, and it's all in the context of just really sweet, connected community. And we all eat together and gather around the fire. We often eat mostly wild meat at that gathering, and it's mostly people from our local Metau Valley community mm-hmm. that put that gathering on.
And if people don't know where Carlton is, it's between Twiss?
Yeah, Carlton is between the tiny towns of Twisp and Metau. And we're kind of just right in the heart of the Metau Valley.
This is a beautiful place. And since I've known you, since you were around 16, I have seen you grow, but you have taught me so much too about getting back in touch with the earth. You went out and done sustainability, and you make your own honey.
Well, the bees make the honey, to work with the bees.
Yeah. But you produce it. They produce it. You help us enjoy it.
Yeah.
And then you also the mead, which you've just come so far, and you're such a young lady, and I say you've got more in touch with yourself and who you are, and then you actually are doing it. Where a lot of people are thinking about less is more, but they just don't know how to start. So did you take classes, or how did you start?
You know, I think I just like kept growing in the direction that felt really true to my heart, a little bit at a time. And you know, like, life is so much about a series of choices, and each one leads you to the next step. And you know, one of the biggest motivations for me and creating a life that's really aligned with my heart and my values and the things that I really want to feed in the world has been becoming a mother. Like, my children have been such a motivation and a guiding force, because I'm not just doing it for me. I'm like creating the life that I believe is the most nourishing to these little people who are growing in my care.
And I think that's when it happened too, just the way you were raising your children. And I got to spend time with them.
Yeah,
I haven't seen Helios for so long, and such beautiful children. And you really can't tell the difference. Just, I guess I bought some pot the other day and was just going to the birthday party, and it was the wrong stuff because it wasn't for me. It was for Van. But I was said, maybe your friends want this. And she, no. They literally looked at that like, that's not even food. And I think that's so important right now for them to be healthy, right? Is what we purchase and what we feed our children. And we have the holidays coming up, and I quit doing holidays about 10 years ago, and I just did experiences. And I think kids being out in the woods, kids working with bees, or just being hands-on in nature really helps them to be better people. And I can see it. It's just that was a lot of fun. We had dinner last night. You shared your mead. We played Monopoly. But we, you know, some people are just having kids right in front of their phones and they're not talking. And I guess, you know, what I try to preach during this time of year is to really purchase responsibly, maybe purchase nothing, and just spend more time with your children. Give the gift of time. You know, I can see it. It's happening here, and it's very lovely.
Thank you.
So what's plans for the future?
Plans for the future. Well, we really want to continue with the Honeybee Sanctuary project. That's like really a focus of mine and my partner Benjamin's work here. We're going to continue planting forage for the bees and bringing more hives out here. We currently have 15 hives here and I think 60 some on the west side of the mountains. So over time, we're going to be transitioning more of them out here. Mm-hmm. And we are raising funds to build a bee temple and mead hall here that could be both an education center and a gathering space.
Well, I think the education Because how important are bees?
Bees are really vital. Like, we don't really have much of a life here on this planet without them. They pollinate most of the foods that we eat. And they're a really important indicator species as well. Like, as we see the bees declining, it's an indication that we really need to change the ways that we are living with this planet and tending the land. So with our work with the bees, we really like to educate and raise awareness about how vital it is that we keep habitat healthy for the bees.
And from everyone I've spoken to, education is the most important thing right now, because we just don't know. And I've had plenty of people on that are sustainable and doing all these things. And, you know, some people are still mowing their lawns and putting chem lawn and whatever those things we did. And your parents did it. My parents did it.
Yeah.
And it's just, you've educated me. But it is the younger people that I know that are going to make a difference. And also, do your kids, like, I know they are hands-on with everything, but what's their favorite thing to do?
What's their favorite thing to do? Oh gosh. Well, we have kittens right now. So they're really into the kittens. You know, they're like really engaged with the land here, and it changes so much throughout the seasons. Uh-huh. You know, like in the summer, like they're out there building forts and like climbing in the hammocks in the trees. Mm-hmm. And in the winter, like, we spend a lot of our time sledding and snowboarding. I've been teaching my kids how to snowboard, which has been really fun. Yep, we're really into the board games. And we like to involve them in, like, the work of this place, you know, like our kids help us chop and haul wood. Our kids help us with the harvesting and processing of the honey. The littlest too, especially Asmin and Arrow, really love to like come and be with us when we're tending the bees and actually like look in the hives and see what's going on.
Wow. Tangible. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I remember when, and you know, my son, Mikey, he's been on the show plenty of times, but when he was going through high school, I said, is there anything tangible? There was nothing tangible left. There was no woodworking. It's all computers. And that is, I work with the chakras. It is so important to finish something and see it in front of you physically. And a lot of kids are just living in their heads and alone, but, you know, virtual. So yeah, this whole tangible, beautiful experience. And again, we gave him a ride to a birthday party, the kids, and kind of picked up Helios, and just how kind and gentle they were. And he was talking about the deers, how we have to be careful driving, and because they get hit almost daily.
Yeah.
I mean, these are things that most kids in the city, they have no idea, you know, because they're not really paying attention. They're in front of a television. And now they're sitting in their rooms with their phones. So I invite everyone to come out to Scalitude, at least go on the website, check out your YouTube, or not your YouTube, but the bees. What was the bee page?
Yeah, for our bee project, that's facebook.com/nectarsflowing. And we've got the Scalitude website, scalitude.com. And there are links from scalitude.com to contact us if you'd like to get in touch.
Nectars flowing, because I haven't liked that yet, so yeah. I have to do it myself. And I have to pretty much end the show because we're going into the holidays. This will air after Thanksgiving. This will be Black Friday, actually.
Black Friday, we're doing a thing in Seattle. Should I do a plug for that?
Yes,
here?
Please do.
Yeah, Black Friday, we're going to be in Seattle, my partner Benjamin and I, and the Pixie Traveling Medicine Show. We're going to be set up at a friend's house. We will have samples available of our products, infused honeys, liqueurs, meads, and we're going to be sharing stories and poetry and talking about the work that we're up to. You can find more information about that on facebook.com/BenjaminPixie.
And it's in Seattle.
Yeah, we're going to be in Seattle on Black Friday.
What
time? I don't usually encourage people to be out shopping on Black Friday, but if you're going to, you might as well come and visit us.
So they'd have to reach out to you to figure out where that is.
Yeah, you can get the information. I don't have like the address details about that. I think it's going to be in the afternoon on Black Friday. But if you check out the Benjamin Pixie Facebook page, it'll have information about that as well as the schedule for our upcoming winter tour that's going to take us down the West Coast in December.
And that's beautiful because it's the gift of health and inspiration is what I used to do on that day and encourage people to do experiences, massage, handmade, and make sure you know the person behind the product and support them because that's what you do. Every time you spend a dollar, you're making a difference or you're going in the wrong direction because we really are going in the wrong direction. If you're out there buying Mattel toys, plastic for your children, we know that that is not healthy. Look it up, Google it, okay? It's not healthy. If you're buying an experience coming out here for a weekend and you're gonna go sledding with your kids, I can guarantee that's healthy. It's gonna take your children to a whole different level and that's how you change the world. And we have to get back to nature and that's our the earth is our mother. Teach our kids to respect it and buy responsibly because if you're buying toxic toys, it's really what we talk about. It goes right into our garbage dumps and it's not going to go anywhere for a long, long time. So as the holidays approach, make a difference by shopping local and meeting the person behind the product. So I do have to say over time, you can really see the relationships you have and how amazing they are. And I haven't seen you for quite a while, but it seems like yesterday. And when you came into my life, you were a teenager. And I say, give the gift of time. If you can volunteer or your kids can go out with you and make a difference. I know that there's lots of volunteerism to be had. So just like the Orca Network is my favorite. And that's when you volunteer and educate about the Salish Sea and the whales and what's happening to them. So my whole preaching, and it will be for 4 more shows, is to learn that your dollars make a difference and to shop responsibly. So what else? Oh, I know you want to do a plug one more time for the Fairy Congress. Like, when is the date?
Yeah, Fairy Congress. It's the weekend after summer solstice. I think it starts on the 26th or 27th of June. This year is the 20th anniversary, and it's the last year we're going to be hosting it at Scalitude.
Wow.
So, like, it's the year to come if you've been hearing about it and wanting to, or if you're just learning about it now and it makes you curious.
And this is really close to Winthrop, and a lot of people know where Winthrop is.
Yep, we're close to Winthrop.
And they have lots of events going down there, so if you need a place to stay during the summer or winter, come out here and reach out. And then also online, do you sell your products online?
We don't do a lot of online sales. We mostly travel.
Show up.
Yep, we show up because, you know, the story behind it mm-hmm. is really vital. And we feel really passionate about getting that out there. So you can always contact us online. I've shared multiple ways of getting in touch with us. And when we are going to be out and about with the medicine show, we share our schedule on the Benjamin Pixie Facebook page.
And that's how I do it. With the chakra readings, I show up a farmer's market or an event, and then I meet people, and they're usually lifelong. At least one person I meet is like will be in my life for pretty much forever. So that in-person is an amazing thing to do. So if you want to reach out, you can see their traveling show in Seattle on Black Friday.
Yeah.
Crazy. We didn't even know that, did we? So we'll end the show. But yeah, again, Scalitude Retreat, Carlton, Washington. It's a beautiful place to visit. You can even come out for the day.
Sure.
If you're driving through town. All right. Well, thank you for joining me.
Thank you.
Join us next week for more people, places, and activities that will lift your spirits. World from the palm of your hand. Gather around the fire. Together we will rise. Keep your feet on the ground. Keep your eye on the prize. Oh.
Celebrate the winter solstice in Seattle. The big psychic fair is coming to Kula Movement in Ballard. December 21st and 22nd, there will be 20-plus metaphysical readers and body workers offering 20-minute readings for just $20. Yule activities and Santa Claus photos with the famous wizard and Oberon Zell for all ages Saturday at Bergen Place Park from 3 to 5 p.m. Admission is free. For more event details, visit SeattlePsychicsAssociation.com.
Studies have shown that time spent in nature provides healing benefits, especially at Scalitude Retreat, an off-grid sanctuary in the beautiful Methow Valley. Set amongst old-growth trees with expansive mountain views and endless peace and quiet, Scalitude gives the experience of wilderness with the comforts of home. The facilities can sleep 2 to 25 guests for retreats, family reunions, weddings, or just a gathering of friends wanting a rejuvenating getaway. Check our calendar for special events including yoga, vision quest, shamanism, personal health and wellness, and more. Come visit. Just being here is reason enough. See us online at scalitude.com. That's SKALITUDE.com.
Lift your spirits with us every Friday at 8 a.m. to 9 a.m. on 1150 a.m. KKNW Seattle. We will be introducing you to fascinating people, fun places to visit, and activities are guaranteed to lift your spirits. Miss a show? No worries, you can visit 1150kknw.com and click on our archive page or like Lift Your Spirits with Dina Marie on Facebook for upcoming guests and events. To contact me, Dina Marie, visit dina-marie.com. Thank you so much for listening.